Life's busy, but join us for 5 minutes. We're about to share what God's been up to in Turkey, Mexico, and India. There's an update from China, too. In each story, there's something you can do to make a difference. I'm Greg Yoder, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Over 4 million Syrian refugees have been driven from their country. Many brought nothing but the clothes on their back, and their basic needs remain unmet. But thanks to international needs, their cries aren't going unheard. IN's Rody Rodehaver.
We're providing things like foodstuffs, mattresses, because these people are relegated to tent cities, and they have nothing but the hard ground.
Homes have been lost and livelihoods destroyed, but IN is using long-term suffering as a chance to share God's love.
It is very likely that many of these people will be in these camps for years. And so we're talking about the ability for the churches and the believers in those areas to develop relationships over a longer horizon.
Visit the featured link section at our website to see how you can meet the needs of Syria's refugees. As refugees in Turkey increase, persecution of Christians is on the rise in Sudan. Oftentimes, arrests and trials are unfair. That's how it is for two pastors right now. Open Doors USA reports the pastors are being illegally charged for spying and leaking information. The results of their final hearing next week could lead to the death penalty. But that's no reason to give up hope. Your prayer is needed now more than ever. Get more details at our website. This is Mission Network News. Persecution's also being discussed at the IFES World Assembly in Mexico. University Christian Fellowship's Adam Jeske says students who survived the April terrorist attack in Garissa, Kenya, shared their stories.
The students came out with a really incredible sense of God's calling to continue ministering in their environment. Obviously, great hurt and great pain, but nonetheless, incredible faith that for those of us who are in the church in the West, it's really hard to imagine.
Over 1,000 student ministry leaders are gathering at the assembly to study God's Word and learn from each other. They're developing strategies that'll help them reach more college students for Christ in the coming year.
We would greatly appreciate prayer. The amount of content, the amount of stories, the amount of new relationships is really overwhelming. So that God would give us grace to press on, that there would be really practical insights for us that would release more ministry.
While the gospel is the spotlight in Mexico, it's also spreading to hundreds of kids in India. How? Christian Aid Mission's local partners are hosting summer Bible camps. Children from multiple villages are coming together to enjoy games, meals, and the Word of God. And the truth is spreading farther than the camps. Volunteers are going into villages to invite families to the events so they can hear the Word too. Help make a difference by supporting Christian Aid Mission at our website. And families are the focus of ministry in China. There's more religious freedom today in China than ever before. And just because there's freedom, though, it doesn't mean resources are endless. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein just returned from there.
There's a need of a minimum of 100,000 plus Bibles in the three areas we are going to. And one of the areas say that there's a need for the Christians that exist there of 300,000 Bibles.
That's just for Christians.
There's people, there's individuals coming to Christ. The church in China is very, very intentionally touching and reaching many for the Lord that have a long time been seeking God.
It costs $5 for a Bible. Rovenstein asked a Chinese Christian,
when we give a Bible to someone, could we honestly say one Bible touches someone for Christ and they become a new follower of Jesus Christ? And he says, no. He says, it touches a family.
We have links to pray, give, and or go at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning. Sign up. It's free. Go to missionnews.org. It features pictures, links to expanded news coverage, and more. That's missionnews.org. Oh, and by the way, when you're there, could you help support Mission Network News at the same time? Thanks so much. I'm Greg Yoder.